Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Allahumma ghafir laha, Allahumma arhamha, Allahumma afiha wa'afu anha. Wakrimha wa la tahinha, a'izzaha wa la tadillaha. Yusra bint Naima. Muhammad Rashid Abdin, Bint Hawa. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Alhamdulillah, Allah take the soul of this woman after almost 95 years in her life. Almost from the 95 years, almost 50 years sick. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. This is dunya. This why we supposed to say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What it mean is a reminder for me. Inna lillah, we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we are returning back to Allah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi, if I am living akhirah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi, if I'm thinking about death. Subhanaka ya Rabbi, if I'm thinking about traveling. Close to 50 years ago, may Allah forgive me, it was a song. This song, it make me cry. The singer, for political reason, he did some song. The government during his time do not like it. And he was a young man, a singer. And he cannot go back to his family. And he make a song. And he called the song, I am traveling. And in my heart, my suitcase of my trip. And in my heart, my suitcase of my trip. In the mid-80s, I was dropping some people in the airport. And after I dropped them, it hit me. It hit me so hard. Every time we're traveling, we prepare for our trip. We prepare what we need in our luggage. And we keep making sure we make a list of all the needed things for the trip. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, we are a traveler. In this dunya, we are a traveler. And where are we going? We're going to Allah. We're going to Akhirah. We're leaving this life. We're leaving, we're not staying. We're leaving with what? With our luggage, with our suitcase, the one we fill it. We fill it with what? Did you ever think what you fill it with? Any moment, if you are in the right state of mind and iman, and think I'm going to die tonight. Do you think I worry about the meal? I have jealousy or envy? I worry about tomorrow? I'm comparing between this and this? I get angry and shouting of anything? No. May Allah forgive me. I'm guilty. I am guilty. I used to live a beautiful journey of Iman when I used to be alone or thinking about death most of the time. I try to fill my baggage, my luggage, my suitcase. The one is coming with me. The one is coming with me to my grave. And once I enter in my grave, the angel will open the suitcase and I will be accountable of what inside. Who filled my suitcase is me. Is me. Can I blame or complain? I said somebody put this here? No. Not at all. Because my suitcase is going to my grave containing everything I did. Good or bad. For Jannah or Jahannam. To please Allah or to make Allah angry at me. For the benefit of the ummah or drama for nothing is coming. And this is why the early people was so scared from every word, every eye, every thinking, every feeling. And they just want to add whatever is good can benefit them when they die. Subhanaka Rabbi, I swear by Allah, you think about Akhirah, you think about death, all your problem is solved. All your agony is solved. You see, I was thinking from yesterday about the young man who lost his arm in the halal meat store. And I beg Allah to switch his arm with the sweetness of Iman. My dear brother and sister in Islam, which one is more valuable, arm or Iman? Two arm or Iman? Luxury clothing or Iman? Good deed or bad deed? The pleasure of Allah or the angry of Allah? Hidayah or no Hidayah? If I'm a mu'min, if I'm in the right state of mind, if I'm in the right state of thinking, if my soul is focused in the right direction, which is Akhirah, all of a sudden, this dunya, it doesn't bother me. What I eat or do not eat, what I wear or no, who has what, I don't care. I am leaving. This is not my resident. And my luggage, the one I'm going to have with me going to the grave, I cannot run away from it. I cannot run away from it. And I'm the only one who fill it. And I'm the only one who is responsible about it. Poor human being. Wasting time, wasting thought, wasting feeling over things has nothing. Not legitimate at all. It will not benefit you. Where's the lover? Where's the feeling? Where's the fancy clothing? Where's the fancy meal? Where's the fancy style of life? It's gone. My bank account is not coming with me. My jewelry is not coming with me. All what I like and didn't like, it doesn't come with me. I'm lucky if I leave this life with the pleasure of Allah. With the pleasure of Allah, I will be super lucky if I leave with the pleasure of Allah. I will be super lucky if I leave and Allah will smile at me. I will be super lucky if my soul goes straight to meet Allah. And vice versa. What happened if Allah refused to see me? What happened if the angel beating me until Yawm al-Qiyamah and torture me? Ya Allah, tell me now, where's the meals? Where's the vacation? Where's the luxury life? Where's what I like and dislike? And what I love and what I don't love? It's gone. It's gone. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. It's gone. And this is what the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized. He was living here, but their soul is living akhirah. Because he know this where is he going. This is the final resident. This is the final destination. And he know for a fact. Whatever we do is reflecting over that. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we're traveling and we have a baggage. Call it a baggage, call it a luggage, call it a suitcase containing our iman or no iman, wal'ayaz billah. It containing our good deed or bad deed. It containing the purity of my iman and love of Allah wa Rasulu and mu'mineen, or it containing the disease of the heart and the agony of this dunya. Son, daughter, this and that, and needed, cheated. And all this drama, once I die, is not relevant at all. Actually will be against me. All the drama I generated in this life was my sick heart. It make me feel so sick in this dunya. And the moment I die, I will be punished for all my drama. Can I blame anyone? But she tell me, he tell me. No, it is me. It is me. No blaming. No complaining. Everyone responsible about his action. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we leaving soon. And soon we going to our final destination. And soon this trip will start by death. And we will go into our grave with our suitcase. The one we fill it. The lucky one who fill it with taqwa Allah, love of Allah, iman and yaqeen and tawakkul, and the love of Allah, and serving Allah, try to please Allah. And that's it, finished. So beautiful. And it's going to my bag. It going to my suitcase. I know I repeat myself because this is a reality is coming soon. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you want me to share with you a gift? Think about death. Remember death. Remember the grave. Remember, you are packing your own suitcase. Nobody pack it for you. Nobody pack it for you. Nobody pack it for you. If you're living this message, all of a sudden the life will have a different dimension. You will have a different busy. Your heart will be connected to different thinking. Only Allah, only Akhirah, only the pleasure of Allah, only serving the message of Allah, only remember Allah, praising Allah, thanking Allah, show gratitude to Allah, and wish the best for the deen of Allah and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be busy with the message. Be busy with your iman. Thank Allah for hidayah. Beg Allah to guard your hidayah. Increase your hidayah. Increase your iman. Increase the quality beloved to Allah. And be busy. Try to please Allah. And get away from generating drama or absorbing drama, causing fitna, generating fitna, spreading fitna. We are in the end of time. Very soon we're leaving. Very soon we're leaving. And all the drama of dunya is behind us. It will never benefit you at all again, except like the hadith of Qudsi and the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, al-dunya mal'una, dunya is cursed by Allah, mal'unu ma fiha, everything is cursed except whatever for Allah and for sabilillah. Anything you do for Allah, this what for you. Anything is not for Allah is cursed. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Do yourself a favor. Do you really need to go to the grave with your diseases of the heart? Do you really want to go to the grave with all these packages of garbage you have located in your heart and fill your luggage with it? Or you want to clean up quick and take only what is good for you in your trip? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. In the day, no money, no son will benefit you. Imagine why. Why, ya Allah? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. No money and no sons or daughter will benefit you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except those who come to meet Allah with a pure heart. Pure heart. We are too far from pure heart. Do you really want to die now? Do you have a chance to clean up? Yes. Clean up from every attachment, from every call obsession about call son or daughter or honey or money or this or that, because none of the above will benefit you once you drop that. And the main musiba today is we see people falling down dead any moment. It can be me. It can be you. Are you ready to leave? Are you ready to leave? Did you check your luggage and what it contained? Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, this message is not for you. This message is for me. It came in my heart last night. I was thinking about it. And when this lady, rahmatullah alayha, I get the news, I was so happy. Hopefully, inshallah, may Allah give her rahmah. She suffered a lot. She suffered a lot. May Allah make all her suffering in this dunya a cleansing for her. Because if all the suffering of dunya to cleanse you before you die, you will find all the hardship in dunya, it doesn't even equal a moment of torture after death. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Wallahi, poor human being, we making drama over nothing. And the real journey of happiness We do not even think about it. We do not even work for it. We not engage in it. Our heart is not sponge in Akhirah. We have 1 foot in Akhirah, 99 foot in dunya. Walayhi billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and do. My dear brother and sister in Islam, a moment. A moment and I'm leaving. Finished. And I'm leaving with my own suitcases, the one I fill it. This is the topic. This is the topic, my brother and sister in Islam. This is the main topic. This is the whole topic of this dunya. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us. عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرَ سَبِيلٌ. They live in this dunya like a stranger or a traveler. We hear the ahadith. We hear the ayat. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, read chapter An-Nas. I'm so sorry, Al-Insan. Chapter Al-Insan. Subhanallah. Amazing chapter. Reflect, make dua. Make dua for all the dead people. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good ending. With a pure iman, pure heart. And a luggage or a suitcase full of good deed and love of Allah. And the pleasure of Allah. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.